But anyway, so then we went over to my mom's house. While I worked all afternoon, we just sat around. We watched a new game show called The Circle on Netflix. And actually, I really liked it. And I will say this, Fatty, I don't know if you have Netflix, but if you like Big Brother, and I know Big Fatty likes Big Brother, The Circle is actually a really interesting concept for a game show. So all of these contestants, and as with every game show or just about every show out there, the original version, I believe, started in the UK. That could be wrong. It could have been Germany and then gone to the UK. But the one that I know of was in the UK. I saw it on Twitter. Someone said, oh, I finished the Netflix version of The Circle and now I'm watching the UK version.
It's not just ruined. It's me. Big Fatty online.
If you like Big Butt, and I know Big Fatty likes Butt.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3492. I say chew. Oh, the BFO for Thursday, the 24th of June. 2021, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my last day at Hilton Head. And can you hear that? Can you ask me? Can we hear it? Hello, Jiggity Jigs, Big Betty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you Jiggity Jigs, because y'all, jiggity jig, what is it, the pig went jiggity jig all the way home, what is it, there's something about the jiggity jig, I don't know. Big Fatty, why did you bring it up if you don't know? Well, I thought I knew, but evidently I don't know. Big Fatty, no surprise there, and it's just lovely to be back here at the villa and to have Squeaky Kitty back with us. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, it was not the same without Squeaky Kitty. No, bro.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I can see y'all today, the 24th of June. Y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Actually, there are not one, but two, I say chew. And y'all, if your name is Eric, today's your day, because y'all, our first celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, he is out there in the Mile High City. Y'all, now, Eric, I don't remember if you've ever contacted Big Fatty or not, but yes, Big Fatty, you don't remember shit. I don't remember shit. But anyway, y'all, the BFO is big. In fact, it's enormous out there in the Mile High City. Yes, Big Fatty. And Eric, if I have not, oh, y'all, I've gotten a message here on my Apple clock saying that I'm in a loud environment. Big Fatty. Well, it's not wrong. Eric, let me know if if you've contacted me before. And y'all, then our second celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, he is up there in the New York City, y'all. He's the one that introduced Big Fatty to the old gal, and you still speak to him, Big Fatty? I do. Y'all used to have the little show, The Confessions of a Southern Boy in Yankee Land. Y'all, that is Eric the Southern Boy. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Eric in Denver, and Eric is the Southern Boy. We do. And so, y'all, if you see Eric in Denver or Eric the Southern Boy, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they get a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty!
Happy birthday to you! Miss Kitty and Olive are his friends. And then there's young Nicholas too. Granny and Durwood are his pals, and he is our Fatty the Pooh. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, that famous podcaster who natters and stuff. He's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, master of that special chair. Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, he loves the puppet show with guys who are buff. It's Fatty the Pooh, Fatty the Pooh, showing off his big old pair.
Oh, Big Fatty, how nice to have that when we return to Fatty, because it's true. Y'all, that's that frequency. And frequency, thank you so much for that totally original, never heard before, a bumper to go into telling about Medina, y'all. let's see, on two, I say Tuesday, y'all, after I recorded, y'all, we had made our decision. We made our decision, where we were going to supper, and, Larry got us a reservation on the open table or the something like that, for at the, I think it's called, it's either Funky Bones or Freaky Bones, a restaurant. Y'all, it looked real good, and so it was going to be about a 20 to 30 minute drive, depending on the traffic. So y'all, we all hopped into old Ruby Red, and off we went. Off we went to Funky Bones or Freaky Bones, and y'all, we pulled up and parked, and Larry went in to let them know that we had arrived, and y'all, then he came out and said, our reservation is for tomorrow night. Oh, Big Fatty, downtown, but y'all, so y'all, Larry felt terrible, horrible, I tell you, horrible. And y'all, getting a reservation is next to impossible because everybody's down there. And so y'all, we went by the Walmart. The Nip wanted to get some sort of menage a trois, wine or something like that. Y'all, Fatty, why are you so gassy? I think it's the Cheez-Its and peanut butter that I had right before I sat down. That'll do it. And so, y'all, while we were in the Walmart, Flo sat out in Ruby Red and was hunting for a reservation. Y'all, she found one at some place called Jane. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, is it between Dick and Sally? Dick, Jane, and Sally? Y'all, if you don't know, get the reference there, you're not as old as Big Fatty is. But anyway, y'all, so she called up, and oh no, we don't have, we're full for the evening, and y'all, they went on the open table, and it showed a reservation at 7 p.m. in the evening, and so y'all, they clicked on it, and y'all, we showed up at Jane's place, and y'all, we got a table inside, went right in and was seated, and y'all, they were short staffed, so it was, we had a few little calamities here and there, but y'all, the food was delicious. Delicious, I tell you. I had the rosemary poke chop with the mashed potatoes and something else. Oh, it had some apples on it, and I don't remember what else was on it and everything, but y'all, it was delicious. Oh, and it had the broccolini. Oh, yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, after that, we headed on back to the Stuckey's, and y'all, I'm gonna tell you something. It's always the last night that Big Fatty is sitting around, and this happened. Now, y'all, I'm just going to tell you, every little chicken next near the Stuckies is, oh, Big Fatty, we were, hi. And, y'all, nothing panned out, but y'all, it was fun nonetheless. Y'all got up on a hump day morning and packed up my valise and my Tangeray tin and had coffee with the folks, and we just had our goodbyes, and Big Fatty got on the road, and I'm coming on back to Charleston. There were no incidents, but I had told Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, that I would not be able to join them on Wednesday, because, you know, it's a travel day. But, y'all, on my way back to the villa, y'all, I went by the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty! Can you hear that, Kitty? Yes, you can. We hear it. Y'all, as I knew, all witches went by the Von's East. Y'all, I didn't. I had gone through the circular on the computer, and y'all, they didn't have a whole lot that I needed. But y'all, I picked up a thing of the queso dip that I've had recently at Friday at Fatty's. Y'all picked up some beer for Jonathan, and y'all, then they had the good the beer was on sale, that's why I got it. Y'all, they had the good Arby's curly fries, buy one get one free, so I got one of those. Y'all, they had these delicious baked banana chips and baked cinnamon apple chips. They were buy one get one free, so I got one of each of those. Y'all, they had the Snyder's pretzels. Y'all, they had a jalapeno flavor, so I picked up a bag of those. They were buy one get one free. y'all, I picked up a package of sausage links, because y'all, we're gonna have Brofkus on Friday at Thaddeus. Y'all, they had the good Oscar Mayer bacon, buy two get one free. And so y'all, I bought three of them. Y'all, they hadn't had the Oscar Mayer bacon on sale in forever. Y'all picked up a couple of bags of the Veggie Lovers Solid. Y'all, they have those Marie Colander pot pies. Y'all, I got I like the creamy Parmesan one. I think Mr. Cackle likes that one too. They were on sale, so I picked up a couple of more of those. Y'all got me an onion, and picked up a head of cabbage, and y'all, I spent $22. No, I didn't. I spent $67.14, but I saved $22.06. Yes, Big Fatty! And y'all, headed on back up here to the to Fat Acres and the villa. Y'all, I unpacked my provisions and put them away, and unpacked my valise and everything. And y'all, the Nip had slept in the guest room, and so I washed his sheets and put them back on the bed, sheets and towels. And then... what else did I do? And, then, y'all, I went out. I went out on my nipple walk with my new hat, my fancy hat, and did Fat Acres today. But y'all, got my nipple size in, y'all, and I came back and I got on the scale, and y'all, I hadn't gained an ounce down there in the Hilton Head, so I was very pleased about that. And, y'all, now, here I am sitting here, recording the little show, and y'all, I think that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty! Y'all, just little things. That Moose P sent me a message thanking me for mentioning his, y'all, it was his 30th anniversary on Hump Day. And y'all, you know, I said that he wasn't going to be with us on the 30th for the first. But y'all, evidently their plans have been changed, and he will be able to join us that evening over there at the Pride 48. Y'all, this is a story I meant to tell you earlier, but y'all, I just kept forgetting. Y'all, when the Nep and I first got to the Stuckey's house, y'all, we were going through the channels, and y'all, there was this, it was like a meeting of the Hilton Head Parks and Recreation Department. It was like that, and y'all, I swear to you, I looked and it said it was on the Comedy Channel, and y'all, we all got a big cackle out of that, and y'all, then we went back by it later, and y'all, there was another kind of meeting going on the Comedy Channel, and we just thought, well, this is just odd that it's on the Comedy Channel. And y'all, the next day, got up, and there was, you know, you could tell it was just a very local little, almost like a public service thing. And y'all, it was on the Comedy Channel again, and then I looked carefully. Y'all, it wasn't the Comedy Channel, it was the Community Channel. The Community Channel. So Big Fatty has been, y'all, it's just sad. It is just sad. And y'all, did you hear the LFC with that Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee? Y'all, he was on there filling in for Big Fatty. And y'all, they were talking about Big Fatty getting the Green Bubble testimoniums, and they said, we can't imagine why you would get so many. Well, y'all, that's because Granny and Durwood and Young Nicholas and me and Jonathan are on a little chat thing, and Jonathan doesn't have an iron. So, y'all, anytime anyone responds in that, you know, there could be one response from everybody, and you're that six responses. That's why I was running out of things. Oh, Nick, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday, y'all. I gotta, let me look at my calendar here, my mocking calendar. Y'all don't have a, oh, y'all, it is the full moon. It is the full moon. So y'all, that means the crazies will be out. Yes, Big Fatty, and probably that grin doctor will be going off like never before. Well, we can only hope and pray. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard old Crooked Hat, and Crooked Hat, in the years you've known Big Fatty, what is the one thing that sticks out in your mind?
If you like Big Butt, and I know Big Fatty likes butt.
Oh, well, yes, that's why he has a special chair. Dust it off, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.